With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. In Davos, Switzerland, President Trump announced he had agreed with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte on a framework of a future deal on Arctic security, potentially diffusing tensions that have far-reaching global implications. Rutte says he thinks President Trump is correct to be concerned about Russian and Chinese presence in the Arctic.
I don't think the Russians and Chinese will be happy because what we are doing this week is coming together as NATO allies under American leadership, American President Trump's leadership, to focus on protecting the Arctic region. I don't think the Russians and Chinese are happy.
The former Dutch prime minister is dismissing suggestions that he swayed the U.S. commander-in-chief. The turn of events has led some to dub Rutte as a Trump whisperer. Across much of the nation, millions are bracing for a powerful winter storm that will blast from New Mexico and Texas through the south and up to New England. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the time to prepare for this storm is now.
Because this storm is coming in, because we know it's coming in, we have the ability for our fellow Texans to get prepared now. Don't begin getting prepared late tomorrow or think you can get around doing it on Saturday. It's going to be too late.
That audio courtesy KVUE. About 160 million people were under a variety of watches, warnings, and other winter storm alerts. That's nearly half the U.S. population. President Trump is suing J.P. Morgan Chase and its CEO Jamie Dimon for $5 billion. He alleges the bank closed his accounts for political reasons after he left office in January 2021. On Wall Street, the Dow by 306 points, the Nasdaq rose 211, the S&P advanced 37. This is SRN News. A Minnesota lawmaker weighs in on the St. Paul Church protest.
Democratic State Representative Lee Finke, a man who is living as a woman, has addressed the invasion of a Southern Baptist church by anti-ICE protesters this month on Facebook. Finke compares the event to similar church invasions during the AIDS crisis, saying, quote, "Actions like this, nonviolent resistance in the face of government inaction or oppression, are essential, and they must continue until ICE is out of our state." Michael Harrington reporting.
Authorities in Nigeria are now admitting that simultaneous church attacks occurred in northwestern Kaduna State over the weekend. They initially dismissed the reports by multiple eyewitnesses and victims. The leading human rights group Amnesty International condemned the desperate denial of the attack by the police and government. Christians are being killed and abducted in large numbers. This is SRN News. President Vladimir Zelensky has some criticism for Europe after nearly 4 years of war against Russia. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Ukraine's president has criticized European allies for their inadequate support and fragmented response to Russia's invasion.
Some European leaders are from Europe, but not always for Europe.
Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Zelensky compared European nations' slow response to America's push for peace. Despite European support, internal disagreements and slow responses have frustrated Kyiv. He also stressed the need for Western weaponry to defeat Russia as the war persists. Zelensky met with U.S. President Donald Trump, calling the talks productive. I'm Karen Chamas.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.